It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Governor Pat Quinn's office is touting a one-page analysis claiming higher education will suffer if lawmakers fail to address Illinois' pension problem. In the analysis, Quinn's budget office estimates that state funding of higher education will steadily decline over the next 5 years. The projections show more money going toward university and community college employees' pensions and less going toward schools and scholarships for needy students. Tom Hardy is a spokesman for the University of Illinois. Hardy says in recent years, even as Illinois lawmakers skipped making pension payments, they gave less money to public universities for a variety of other reasons.
Fiscal crises that the state has endured, recessions, economic downturns, plain old other priorities.
Hardy says it's unclear to him that alleviating the pension funding problem will lead to more state money for universities and community colleges. The University of Illinois had agreed to support a plan that would require the school to pick up the tab for employees' retirement benefits, a cost now paid by the state, but Hardy says that would have to be phased in. Governor Quinn has called a special legislative session for Friday to discuss a pension solution, and days before that session, the labor leaders in Illinois are urging legislators now to negotiate with them. Brian Mackey reports.
Christine Boardman, the president of a union representing government workers, says it's legislative leaders who have walked away from discussions.
It is not the workers. It is not the people who actually add value to the state every single day.
In a conference call with reporters, Boardman and other labor leaders outline what they'd like to see in pension legislation. They want tax law change to close what they call loopholes benefiting corporations. They want to make sure current retirees are not affected by the changes, and they say state funding of retirement benefits should be automatic and guaranteed. Cinda Klickna is the president of one of Illinois' two big teacher unions.
The pension crisis was caused by past governors and legislatures that failed the people of our state.
Klickna says union members have been paying for their retirement out of every paycheck and should not have to pay for past decisions to underfund pensions. I'm Brian Mackey.
Champaign City Council members get their first look tonight at a plan to upgrade old storefronts to their original appearance. The program is open to commercial buildings located within tax increment financing districts both downtown and on East University Avenue. The program provides matching grant funds to cover half the expenses for a storefront on the ground floor and 25% of any work for upper floors. The work cannot exceed $10,000. Jane Addams bookstore manager Judy Elmore says ownership is willing to put some money into the store's appearance and has some ideas of their own, but would like to know more about the city's wishes.
Our upstairs is fine. We have a nice brick front, so that's all really nice. I mean, it could be probably cleaned up, but it's our front window and the painting around that. And we'd almost like to see that go back to brick, but we don't know what's underneath the paneling and such.
The program is offered to any structures built before 1940. The Champaign City Council meets for a study session tonight at 7 in the council chambers. Motorola Mobility's decision to cut more than 700 jobs in Illinois will cost the company millions in state tax breaks. Illinois lawmakers had agreed to give Motorola Mobility more than $100 million in tax credits if it kept at least 2,500 workers in the state. A spokeswoman for the state's Department of Commerce says the company could reapply if it hires more people in the future. The Indianapolis City County Council has approved a proposal to provide health care benefits to the domestic partners of city workers. The proposal passed Monday night in a 20-8 vote. It would offer insurance coverage to both same-sex and heterosexual unmarried couples. Supporters say offering domestic partner benefits will improve the city's image, with many companies already providing such coverage. Opponents are concerned about an estimated $200,000 cost and what they characterize as moral implications of the change. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is in Illinois today. He spoke to a group of business leaders in Chicago and told them he knows of no better way to boost the nation's economy than opening the borders to immigrants who will create new businesses and jobs. Bloomberg says he's unhappy the presidential candidates have not spelled out their proposals on immigration policy. He appeared today with former White House Chief of Staff William Daley. A leader with an anti-violence group says a partnership with Chicago's police department to help curb violence is finally moving forward. Ceasefire Executive Director T.O. Hardiman says the group has received written assurance that its workers will not be asked to act as police informants. Hardiman says both sides have agreed to a memorandum of understanding about a month after the pilot program was to have started. Hardiman says the police have enough informants and don't need ceasefire's violence interrupters to serve in that role. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and other officials announced the unusual partnership earlier this year as Chicago saw a spike in the number of homicides. As part of the partnership, Ceasefire is to receive a $1 million grant from the city. A northeastern Indiana school district is going to court to challenge a state law that has blocked it from selling two vacant schools. The lawsuit filed by the East Allen County Schools asks for a judge to rule on a law that legislators approved last year requiring public school districts to make vacant buildings available to charter schools for 4 years. East Allen officials say no charter schools have expressed interest in two former elementary school buildings near Fort Wayne that other groups have tried to buy. Indiana Charter Schools Association President Russ Simnick tells the Journal-Gazette he believes legislators understood the issue and were specific in writing the law. And the Illinois State Fair saw more visitors during this year's opening weekend. Fair officials tell the State Journal-Register the first three full days of the fair attracted about 5% more people than the opening weekend of last year's fair. Opening weekend total attendance was more than 287,000. That beats last year's opening weekend attendance by nearly 2,730. Weather was similar both years with temperatures in the 80s. Even with the overall uptick in attendance, fewer people are going to grandstand concerts. Attendance at the grandstand for the fair's opening weekend was down about 20% compared to last year. Attendance for the full 10 days of last year's Illinois State Fair was more than 817,000. That's the highest total since 2002. The fair runs through Sunday. In sports, left-hander Jose Quintana is scheduled to start for the Chicago White Sox at 6:05 tonight when they square off against the Toronto Blue Jays. Rookie Joe Kelly will take the mound for the St. Louis Cardinals at 7:15 against Arizona, and the Chicago Cubs will try to stay in the win column now that they've logged their second win in 13 games. They continue their three-game series against the Houston Astros at 7:05 at Wrigley Field. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.